All right, good talk. We're in the middle of Siv Chav Dalet. Siv Chav Dalet was a difficult Siv, was probably the most difficult Siv in this whole Siman. Basically, in a nutshell, just what we should take out from the Mechaber of Siv Chav Dalet is that even though an Isha has a Chiv to be provided for her Mezainis, still nevertheless a Baal Chayv comes before her, unless it's a Baal Chayv which is a Milva Al Peh. If it's only a milva al peh, loy miboy for the mezainis that she borrowed in the past. She borrowed money to be fed in the past, but it's yitachin even for future mezainis, if she's going up against a milva al peh, there'll be chokin, it'll be shava b'shava. So what means is that even though we had mentioned earlier, Sif, maybe in Sif Chalkim, we mentioned earlier on that the minig is today that we don't go so hard on the Baalei Chayv, on the Leiva. We allow some food for the wife, and we don't mamish go Keshurus Hadin. Here we see that even Keshurus Hadin, often, she's entitled to get Mezainis. At least Chalkim, she's entitled to get as much as the Baal Chayv does, she's entitled to get also to be supported. And most Chayvis Bezmaneinu are Milva Opez, and not Milva Bashaz. Because even if they write it down, it doesn't have a Hukhishtar, it doesn't have two Eidim, it doesn't have, if it's more than one page, so then it's not signed both pages very often. There are a lot, many issues in experience, I would say, 80-90% maybe, of chayv, well, I shouldn't say chayv, because sometimes chayvis are done right if it's a gemach, but many chayvis are milva al pez, and therefore she'd be entitled, mikar hadin, she'd be entitled to collect at least chokin, shava b'shava, with the bal chayv. So that supports, so to speak, somewhat our minig. All right, let's move on. Let's do the Ramah in Sif Chav Dalet. Hopefully tonight we'll cover a few sifim. Sak the Ramah, mihu, imoiz nedunyasa aydain biyada. If she brought in money as an nadunya into the chasna and she didn't give it over to the Baal yet, it's still by her father, she could hold on to those nadunya, the mois nadunya, for her mezainis. We're going to believe that, hopefully get back to it in Sif Chavav. It goes into this once again, so let's just leave it for now. Let's continue. Here's a geshmaka story. Reuven, sorry? Is there a chiddush in it? You're going to see in Siv Chavav, there's going to be a chiddush in it. Hopefully, we'll see. Let's get there. If Reuven was chayiv, Reuven is a loiva, and he owes money to a goy. V'tavu b'dinei akum, so the goyim took him to court, b'dinei akum. U'ba'asa ha'isha im ksubasa, and by lua, by the goy shalua, she has kedima. She has a right to get paid for her ksuba, for alimony, before the creditors get paid. So what she did is she came to court, claimed that she wants her ksuba, and she ended up being mesalek all the goyisha balei chayvis, all the creditors, because she comes first. So now she's got the money.
And that means that she got the ksuba, that means she had to get?
No, they're still married.
They're
still married, but they hold that the women have kedima, so we want to make sure that it's a lot of Gerishin, even a Misa, right? She has what to be supported from Lacha Misa or Lacha Gerishin, so she has kedima, that's what they hold. So she ended up getting it. Now, a different creditor, Shimon, a Yiddish creditor, heard it that she took the money. Now Shimon, the Malva Yisrael, came. The Yiddish creditor said, "You have the money. It's not rightfully yours." Hadinin amalva, zakt Ramad, the dinner's with the malva, the Yiddish malva wins, davia ksuba vanadunyo lonitna ligwis mechaim, the ksuba that she took, she's not entitled to, she took it mechaim. She's still married to the guy, so she's not entitled to the ksuba. So mamela, he, the Yiddish of Baal Chayv, has kedima and can take it away from her. A goyisha creditor, an isha, and a Yiddish creditor. She was masalik, the goyisha creditor, bidinehem. So then the Yiddish creditor goes, takes her to a din Torah and wins because he has kedima over her in the Yiddish din Torah.
Why does it come first? Why does the Yiddish come first?
Why does it come first before what?
That came down afterwards, after the Shulah.
Yeah, well, come first. What was going to help come first? If it's talking about a case that if he had would have gone to court, he would have lost, because they would have honored the Goyisha creditors first. Either the Goyisha creditors are kedima b'chayv, they gave the money first, or even if not, the secondary, the Paiskim talk about a case that he didn't, the Yiddish of Al-Khayv didn't have proper paperwork that will be honored in court. So the courts won't handle with that. They'll only give it to their milva b'shtar or the b'chukosem that their shtars are done properly. So had the Yiddish guy come to court, he would have lost. So what he did, he sat pretty, waited for her to be mesalek the goyim, and then he went ahead and he took her to Dintoyah and got the money from her. That's the story. Very in Kishmak, a story. And the Rambam says, he's right. The Yiddish Baal Chayv is right. He could take it away. Good? Okay, so let's go into an Indian Rabbi. I know it's a little off topic, so we're going to try to keep it bekitza. But there's a concept in Chazal called Ishaskis. That is, let's give the classical case of Ishaskis. Gemara Bava Kama Dav Ches. The Gemara says like this. A Baal Chayv, when he comes to collect, collects from Beinonis. If the Leiva has, let's say, three fields, Idis, Benis, and Zibiris, he could only collect from Benis. He's not entitled to collect from Idis. Now, what happens if the Baal Chayv sold off his assets to somebody else, to a Lokeach? The Baal Chayv has no right to go to the Lokeach. He first has to go to the Leiva. If the Leiva doesn't have any money, then he goes to the Lokeach. He has a Milva Bishtar, he has a Shibit Nechosim, he has a right to go after the Lokeach that bought a field after he gave the Alvah. But Kol Zman, the Loiva has something, even Zibiris. He has no right to go after the Lokeach. The Lokeach bought up all the Idis and all the Beninus of the Loiva and left one Feshtuk in the field, a Zibiris, but the Loiva tough. The Baal Chayv only could go after the Loiva. He has no right to go after the Lokeach. Kol Zman, the Loiva has some assets. Good? Ma'isa Shoya in the Gemara Kachoya, that a Loiva had three fields, Idis, Beninus, and Zibiris, and he sold all three to one Lokeach, but he sold it in the order, the Faket order. He first sold off the Benis and Zibiris, and then the last field that he sold was Idis to the Lokeach. So now, the Baal Chayv goes to the Leiva, I don't have any money, sorry, fine, Besedis to the Lokeach, Besedis, I'll go to the Lokeach. So now the Baal Chayv is coming to the Lokeach. Me'ikr Hadin, the Baal Chayv has a right to go to the Lokeach and ask for the Idis now. Why? Because since Idis was the last karka purchased, when the Lokeach only purchased the Benis and Zibaris, freeze for the moment. So Benis and Zibaris is by the Lokeach, and the Idis is by the Loiva, the Marva will collect from the Idis, because that's all the Loiva has.
And he sold it to another Lokeach, because he also would have gone after that.
Right, correct. Doesn't make a difference, because that's the last piece of land by the Loiva, so that's the first crack that the Malva has. It's, you know, FIFA, first out. Well, this is last out, first in. Lofi, whatever. But that's how it's going to be. The last karka that the Loiva gets rid of, that's the karka that the Malva is going to seize. Good? So the Malva goes to the Lokeach and says, Rabid, you bought all three, but Idis, you bought last. I want Idis. So the Lokeach is a Chacham. The Lokeach says, look, if you want, and you want to behave, I'll give you Beinis Kedin. If you're going to cause trouble and want Idis, which is really more than you deserve, then I'm going to play a shtickel on you. I'll just give back the Zibiris to the Loiva and stick you, and then you'll have to eat the Zibiris. So you better behave, and therefore only take Beinis. Ishaskis, if you keep quiet and you're happy to take Beinis, Shaskis, Peseida, we have a deal. Tamanish, you're going to be tough on me and ask for the Idis, then I'm going to be tough on you, and I'm going to, Hadris, I'm going to send back the Zibaris to the Loiva, and you're going to be stuck with the Zibaris. That's the Gemara. There's a concept in Chazal called Ishaskis. It means, I have the right. What the lumnus is, Major Shaila, Major Mavuch, it's not really for now, but in just take out from the Sugya that I have a right to negotiate. I have a right to undo what I did to win. I have a right to undo my purchase on the Zibiris and give it back and put it in the exact same position where it was before I got involved, if that's going to help me. I could do that. And Mamela, I could cut a deal. I have that schus. So Mamela frecked the Tumim like this. Tumim says, how could Rama Paskin over here that the Yiddish Baal Chayv takes away from the Isha? Let the Isha tiny Isha ask us. If you're going to behave and don't take this away from me, Beseda. You're going to mourn to take it away from me because you have a right kadima? Then you're going to play hard? I'll play hard. What I'll do is I'll go back to court and I'll tell the court, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't need the ksuba. I don't need the nadunya. You can have it. I'd be talking in a kadosh baruch hu. No problem. You could have it. And what will happen? They will be back into the court system. The creditors, the goyish guys, will then seize the assets. So you, Yiddisha Malva, will end up with nothing. So you better behave. You better not touch it. Because if you're going to touch it, you're going to play hard on me, you're never going to end up without anything. Anyway, I'm going to go take it and give it back to the goyim, and they'll collect it.
Nothing either way. Not the same. Here, you get something.
Oh, okay, we'll get to it.
Also, unless you know, the split that stands to lose is the Isha. The Malva won't get it either way.
What do you mean the Malva getting it right?
No,
the Malva wants to take it. The Malva has a right. The Ramos says the Malva has a right.
Don't take it.
Don't take it, because if you're going to want to play hard and try to chip at me, I'm going to send it back to the guy, and you're not going to get it.
Either way, he's not getting it.
The Isha's not getting it tidy, because either you don't take it or the guy. So you want to chip at me, so fine.
He's chipping me, I'll chip at you. I'll play hard.
Don't chip at me, because otherwise you have to play with the guy.
What is she getting?
Why? Okay, very good. So the Olam is really saying basically Ul to roots and one the Shaila. But let me just go through. This is the Shaila of the Tumim. Then the Tumim says like this: Itachein, they can make a chilik. What's a chilik? The chilik is that when do we say Ishaskis? Is when we say Pshat is that I could put it back to the Loiva. I can give it back to the Loiva, and therefore I have this chus. I get the schus of the loiva. I get his schus. Just like if the loiva would have all three, he wouldn't have to give you the idis. So I could do the same shtickle. I could give back the zibaris to the loiva and force you not to get the idis. So therefore, I sort of inherit, I'm a bami koicha, I get his schus. Mamela zakta tumim. But over here, she's not coming mikoyach the goisha creditors. It's not like she bought it off the goyish creditor, so she's coming mikoicham, so she could say, I'll give it back to them where it was before I got involved. Before she got involved, it wasn't by the goyim. Before she got involved, it was by the loiva, her husband. It's just she's saying, I could put it back into a very precarious matzav that now the goyish creditors will collect. But I'm not coming, I'm the isha, I'm not coming mikoicham of the goyim. I don't have that schus. The loiva has zero schus here. The loiva for sure loses. The husband for sure loses. So she only came mikoich her husband. So how could she be better than her husband? She could do extortion. If you chap at me, extortion is not permissible in Torah. You can't, if you play with me, I'm going to play with you. That's not the word of Ishaskas. Ishaskas is, somehow I take over the koyek that I'm bami koyek, because I could put it right back there. Here, I'm not a bami koyek de goyim. I'm not. So Mamela, he doesn't pass Ishaskas over here. Then he says, V'nir detalye b'machleik is sma and shach and kuf yit ches. What he means to say is, and it's an arichas over there, I just want to take it out. What he means to say is that the Shach Mamish says this type of a svara, that you only say ishaskis is if you're bom mikoichoi, if you're going to put it back to a certain place, and you take over that person's koyach. But if you got it from a third party, and that third party doesn't have a koyach, then you can't say ishaskis. And what the Tumim Lekoyim means to say is that light the Shach over there is very gishmak, that you cannot say Ishaska is over here because she's not a bami koyach, somebody who has the ability to stop the malva. Mashenkin like the sma over there who argues with the shach, so then we're going to have a problem over here. Why don't you have Ishaskas? But that's how the Tumim says it. Barikas in the Kitzin, the Urim, he again, he has the kash, and he says, Ein sma v'shach over there in Kuf Yud Ches. The problem is if you look over the sma and shach, is that the shach is what I told you, and that's correct. The Tumim would be right that there's no Ishaskas. But the problem is that the sma also has a svara. See, but let me back up a bit. In Kuf Yud Ches is Mavura case, that also all the G'day L'Achrenu are muching, why isn't the Ishaskas over there? And everyone says the Teretz. So the Shach says the Teretz, I just told you. Melo Tumim says, that Teretz over there will work for here too. But what was it? The Sma also gave a Teretz over there, and the Sma's Teretz is going to work for here too. What was the Sma's Teretz? The Sma over there said that the only time you say Ishaskas is if the Lakeach, who's trying to say Ishaskis, the person trying to say Ishaskis, gains from the deal. So then you know for sure he's going to carry out with his threat. Lamashal. Let's say our case of a Lakeach that he has. It is Ben and Sibaris. You're chapering me. Sorry? Okay, it's a major machlokes. He's showing him. It's you're asking good. It's really not. I just want to give the structure. But this. So the case was. Let's say it is benis and ziburis. So the lokeik tells the person, you better keep quiet, and I'll give you benis because tamanish. I'm going to stiff you and stick you with ziburis. So that makes sense. He will carry through with his threat because otherwise he's going to end up losing. The guy is going to have to give up idis. So he's going to make sure that if you play arbol, I'll play arbol. He for sure will play arbol, give back the ziburis to the loiva, and make sure that he'll end up to keep the idis. But if you'll have a case where the person who's trying to claim yishaskes will not gain, will not. There's no mile either way, and he's just extortion. You better not start up with me, because if you do, I'll fix your wagon. So what? But you're ending up with nothing. So I could tell you back, l'chi seda. Okay, go. Let me see you give it back. Anyway, you're not going to win. So here too, l'chayr, we have the same thing. If the isha goes ahead, and it's shashing, what she's saying, you better be quiet, because tell me this, I'm going to give it back to the goyish creditors. Okay, so give it back. Let me see you go ahead. Carry through with your threat. Let me see you give it back. You're not gaining anything. Either way, you're going to lose. Either I take it or Goyim take it. So either way, you're not gaining anything. So Meichatesi, you're going to carry through with that threat. Memela, we don't say the Svara of Ishaskes. So if that's a Smaz Teres over there, I'm afraid the Smaz Teres will work for you here too. So again, it's not like the Tumim. Or, I don't say, not like the Tumim's Kasha. And a Tumim sounds like that the Tesma, he would have a Kasha, like the Shachnat. Like both of them, he wouldn't have a Kasha. The Shma laid his Teres, and the Shach laid his Teres. The Urcha Shulchan, I want to just be mice one more Nakuda, a very important Nakuda. The Tumim himself had entertained a svara when he was saying over the Kasha Ishaskis, he entertained such a svara that maybe over here we're talking about only that the Yiddish Malva preceded the Goyish Malva. His chayv started first. Memela, if let's say the two Malvas, Yiddish and Goyish Malva, would come to Bezdin would award the Yiddish Malva because he was first. He has Din Kadima. So Memela Zaktatum, Bechagav, I understand what it doesn't pass as far as Vishaskis. Because over there, what she's shashing him, she's saying that really I know that you come first, Bedin, even before the Goyim. But if you're going to start up with me, I'm going to put it into the Goyim's hands, Shalai Kedin, and you won't be able to get it away from them. That the Tumim says you can't do. You can't strasha to do something shalai kedin. You're being mazik shibudu shachaveray. The Yiddish Malva is first. He's entitled to collect from it. So you can't strasha and say, oh, I'll give it to the goyim, and the goyim don't care about the yidden, and they don't care about the Yiddish shachaveres, and they're not going to give it to you, and Bailey, you better behave. You can't do that. Then you'd be an avli, to be doing an issa. You're being mazik shibudu shachaveray. So he says, like that, he understands why he doesn't have a kasha. He's just asking that, what happens if the Goyish Malva was first, and the Yiddish Malva came second? I gam the fact that Tumim, the Choyish, should be able to tiny chaskas, because Kedin, the Goyim, have a right to collect before the Yiddish Malva. That's the Tumim's kasha. The Maisa is, the Or Chashukim brings, and the Tumim fares eyes, and he says, but from the Ramah, you see, not like that. Because Ramah, Stimas Advarim, it's Mashma, that doesn't make a difference whose Chayiv came first. But the Yiddish Chayiv came first, Goyish Chayiv came first. No matter what, the Yiddish Malva was going to win. Memela, that's why he started to come on to his new Chilek. The Or Chashukin quotes the Tumim as saying that the Tumim says that this Ramah is talking about only when the Yiddish Malva came first. Because if the Goyish Malva came first, she has a right to tiny Ishaskis, v'cheinir Eka. And he passes like the Tumim. That's a Pella. Because the Tumim said, Lahedet Ramah is Zichah, not saying like him. He tried to say that Chilak, but he's saying the Ramah is not like him. But the Okashukat said that the Tumim said that the Ramah said that, and V'chein Ikka. And even the Chein Ikka is a problem, because like I said, side the Shach over there, inside the Smo over there, the Chari has a Teretz to the Ishaskis. And I would be moisiv on the kash is that the Or Chashukin himself also has a teretz in Kuf Yud Ches. The Or Chashukin has a teretz in Kuf Yud Ches that the only time we say Ishaskis is if you lower the ability to collect. You go from an idis to a benis to a zibari. So then we'll say Ishaskas, safe cause life, at least the mav is getting paid back. But to say Ishaskas, to invoke an Ishaskas where you're going to cut the guy out in Gansin, that you don't do. That you can't do Ishaskas. It's like the Or Chashukin over there. The Chared Or Chashukin Zaris was also Shtim over here. She's going to claim Ishaskas and cut the Yiddish Malva out in Gansin and send it back to the Goyish creditors. That we don't do. We don't do Ishaskas all the way. So, the kids, like the Smaz Zaris over there, the Shach Zaris over there, the Or Chashukin Zaris over there, the Chared is Mushav over here too. While the Or Chashukin Paskin, like the Tumim's Kasha, is a Pala. The Ulam HaMishpat, sorry, the Avnei HaChoshen has a geshmak at there that makes the Hokash Heptuk Nishon. And that was, I think, what Charlie was wanted to say, is that over here, Bechal doesn't pass Yishaskis. And that is, that when we say Yishaskis, the Pshat is, I bought it, but it's in my own the field. I own the Yiddis, I own the Benes, I own the price. No, but you have a schus to collect it from me. You have your schus, collect. I'll fix your wagon. I'll make sure you can't collect from me. I'll give it back. I'll do ishaskis. But be'etzim, memela, it bolsters my kinin, my schus that I have in the field. Be'etzim is mine. You're trying to collect. I'll block your ability to collect from me. That's all very good over there because it's rightfully the lakeach. But over here, it's shalei kedin. She doesn't deserve this. She's still married. Her husband's still alive. She has no right to collect in the dunya. She has no right to collect the ksuba. It's a maisa gzeila ba'alma. She has no right. She has no schus in her kiyuzeh. So how could she invoke an ishaskis to do something that shalei kedin? You can invoke ishaskis to keep what you have kedin and block a gviya. But to use ishaskis, you better behave, because if not, I'm going to fix your wagon. So if I'm allowed to steal, you can't do that. She's l'maisa a gazlan. She has no right to this ksuba. She has no right to this nadunya. So male over here, bechlal doesn't pass ishaskis. You can't invoke ishaskis. And he says, that's what the Mefush of the Ma says. The Ma is Messiah. What's the time? Adina Mamava, why? She has no right to accuse that. She has no right to it, then she has no right to claim ishaskis. Male over here, bechlal won't pass ishaskis. Sorry? Oh, once she would be divorced, and a chanami, then and a chanami. Yeah, no, and a chanami. So then, loy tizav nechayshin teres, he wouldn't have. And a chanami. You're right. All right.
The thing, this
malva
was going to lose it. So she comes and she says, she's basically a
mafim zita
shalyam. Why can he have a right?
Zutu shalyam, I mean, with a goyim, we're going
to
do it
shalyam. You know what happened.
All right. I don't know. It's like, it's Mamish Zutu Shalyam. It's Hefka ready.
It was lost.
They're going to collect from it. They have a schus. If a guy has a second position on the choiv, so he's automatically, it's a Zutu Shalyam because it's the first position.
He didn't lose his choiv, but this thing that he has, he said, court would have told her,
right, correct.
He didn't have anything. If not for her, it would have been gone. So she saved it from being gone. Why doesn't she?
And that's saying it's already hefka. She was zeichem in a hefka.
Why not?
I don't know. It's already hefka. I don't know because it was never even if the goyim were going to take it. We're going to take it, but Tari's avudim imenu. We're going to take it, but Tari's gviya. Don't make it a hefka. Whenever there are two bali choyves, so the first bal choy, it's a what is hefka? What is it? Any time it belonged to nobody, it belonged to hefka. It started off as the loyves, and goes to the first bal choyve. So every time there are two Bali Choyv, it all comes to Hefka. Why Hefka? It never went to Hefka. It went from the Loiva to the first Bakov. So it went from the Loiva to the Goyish creditors, and she intercepted.
Is it a sure thing that if not for her?
Yes, it's a sure thing.
Then it's
what? Then it's Hefka?
Has no access to it.
Why? What does that mean? He was Miyayish? You want to say he was Miyayish? He wasn't Miyayish because he knew that she's going to play the shtickle and take it away from the Goyim. All right. Fine, let's move on, Rabbi Yisrael. Siv Chav Hei. Let's see if we can cover Chav Hei, maybe even Chav Vav tonight. Let's see. Ein Balchoiv Goiva Mixus Ishtai Ubonov Shaloiva. A Balchoiv has no right to collect from the clothing of his wife, of the Loiva's wife, and the Loiva's children. That means, till now we were talking about, he could take everything away from the Loiva, all his assets, whatever he has, leave him with the bare necessities. You don't even have to reckon with his wife and children. You don't have to leave them bare necessities. That's all if it's the money of the Loivas. I come first. I'm the Malva. I have a right to all that money. But if something that already belongs to the wife, her clothing, or belongs to the kids' clothing, that the Bali Choyv don't have a right to. They're not Meshubit. The wife and kids aren't Meshubit to pay off their husband or father's debt. It already belongs to the wife, so you're not allowed to take their stuff. Not only that, you're not allowed to take from the clothing that were dyed for the wife and children. Even though the wife and children didn't wear them yet, so didn't make a maisa meshika, a maisa kinyan, a proper maisa kinyan in them, still you have no right to collect from the clothing that are meyuchid for the wife and children. V'loy misandalim chadashim shalakun lishman. He went to the shoe store. He just bought his wife a pair of shoes, his kids a pair of shoes. And on the way home, it was intercepted by the malva, and the malva would like to take these shoes away. The wife and kids never wore these shoes. Still, you're not allowed to take these shoes away. And not from the Sram that the father is coming home from a Sram store. He just purchased Sram for his kids. They're learning Bava Metzia this man, newsman. He bought a Bava Metzia. Tough. You cannot take it away. It's he already bought it for his child. They already belong to wife and children. And Mamela hands off. You can't take this these nechasim. That's the Pashur Cheshvin, anything that belongs to them. So now, what's the Chiddush here? Well, many Chiddushim. First Chiddush is that clothing that my wife wears and clothing that my kids wear belong to them. I'm the Balabais, but it belongs to them. It's their clothing. Okay, that's one Chiddush. And the second Chiddush, which is a major Chiddush, is even if they didn't wear it yet, they didn't make a Maisa Kinyan on it yet, I just bought it for them. It's as if they already own it, and it's off limits. That's the two L'chayr Chedushim of this Mechaba. Let's go back, just a little Hagdama. There's a Gemara. The Gemara has a major, you say this is a Keshayla. It's a Keshmak Keshayla. If I send you to a store, here's money, buy me a shirt. And you go to the store and you buy the shirt. For me, who owns the shirt? You picked up in the store, you made a Maisa Kinyan, you made Agbah. Right now, I gave you the money, it's $20. Here's your $20. Go to the store. You gave the store owner my $20 to buy the shirt. You made the Agbah on the shirt. For me, who owns this shirt? So Bishloima, if you tell the store owner that you're buying it for me, so the store owner knows that he's being makna the shirt to me, to the Mishalech, no problem. A Shlichus, a regular Shlichus, a Nevada, the Mishalech already owns the shirt. But you didn't tell the store owner. He's not interested to know who you're buying the shirt for. He just wants to know, give me the $20 and you can have the shirt. So if the store owner doesn't know that you're buying it for me, how does that shirt become mine? So the Gemara has this shayla. So the Gemara has two tzadim. Very yisaydizik shayla, and it's the halacha yisaydizik shayla. The Gemara says, once there is, that as long as, I sent you b'shlichus, miyodila balachitin, who told the balachitin that he should be makna? Who told the balashirt that he should be, the sasela, to be makna to the mishaleach? It's not a problem. There's no such svara. Even though the seller doesn't know about it, but since the koina, the shliach, knows about it, and he purchased the shirt for me, it's my shirt. The Gemara is Rai is back and forth, and it's a major makhlek. The Gemara says, no, we do say miyodiyah, that if the seller doesn't know he's being makned for the mashalech, it will not belong to the mashalech. It can't. If he doesn't know he's being makned, he's only being makned to the shliach owns it. Frek the Gemara, but we have a case of Erchen and Hegdish. A guy was makdish mois lebeis migdish, or Erchen, Erchalai. And now they're coming to collect. The halacha is you can't collect from the clothing of the wife and kids of the person who said Erchalai. You can't collect. The gizma has no right to collect. The Erchen, the Hegdish has no right to collect. Frek the Gemara, bishloima, if you hold that shlichus works. So good, so then it already belongs to the wife and kids. But if you hold that shlichus doesn't work because the makna didn't know to be makna to the wife and kids, so how does it work? So l'chayr, the wife and kids don't own it yet, so let the gizba go and collect from it. Let the baal chayv go and collect from it. And for the Gemara has a chiddush. It's na'aseh kimi she'ikna lan me'ikara. It's na'aseh, it's as if the husband bought it, and immediately thereafter, Meikara, even before the Hegdash, before the Chayv, he immediately was makned already to the wife and kids. It was Nase Ki'ilu that he was already makned to Lishtoi Ulabanov Meikara. That's the Gemara. So you have two Pratim Megara. Either works, Taka works as Shlikas, we don't care that the makned didn't know about it, or we do care, and it has to work with this new Nase, that I got it, and then I sold it to my wife. Well, then I was makna to my wife. I mean, the nafka mina just in lomdus is, was it a direct kinyan straight from the seller directly to my wife? And I'm not involved at all. I'm not the go-between. It went straight from the seller to my wife. It was never in my possession at all. Or no, I first bought it, and just nasa automatically, a second later, I was makna to my wife and kids even before they made a maisa kinyan.
Well, Arabin would say we can't do that.
Oh, very good. We're going to get to it. Well. But those are the two pshatim in the Gemara. So the Rashba over there says, how does this work? How does Na'asa work? What does that mean? Just explain it. So the Rashba first started off saying maybe it's a lay bezna masna, that we don't want to leave the wives and children high and dry without any clothing. So lay bezna masna, that whenever you're being maktish, or whenever you have a balchoiv or erchin, we are masna, as if we plug in this makshava that you are makne to your wife and kids. It's a takonas chachamim. Then the Rashi brings the right from Gemara Ksuba Zikin, say it's a takonas chachamim like that, because there's nothing that he has a right from the Gemara Ksuba, that even without being makdish and without a balchoy, we also say it already belongs to the wife and kids. So therefore the Rashi says a new thing. It's meikadin, and it's anan sahadi, that the husband for sure wants to be makne to his wife and kids. In fact, the Rashi says, so what, you have anan sahadi? But poof, where's the kinyan work? Where's the maisa kinyan? She was never koineh from her husband. Who is zoicha for her? How does it work? So the Rashba says, since daita kravel and harbi, since the husband's das is very kravel to the wife and kids, it works automatically. It makes it as if he was zoicha for them. Gama daita in this hakna and vizchil liknois. He has a gemiris das. It's a non tzadi. He has gemiris das to be magnet, and then he's the zoicha for his wife and kids at the same time. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we find such a concept. And my male, that's how the Rashi says this Gemara works. It works. It's a non tzadi. For sure, he wants to be makneh, and he's the makneh and the zeicha for his wife.
But they're all side of this whole thing, they're all side of Hashukhah.
Right.
Everything belongs to him, but what is matana?
Right, it's a matana. If he buys them clothing,
it's matana lafuket. If they're trying to say matana, that's not an Israel anymore.
Correct. It already belongs to wife and kids.
Belongs to wife and kids, belongs to him. If they find him, it belongs to him.
No, not exactly. Because if a third party gives the wife a thing, but if the husband gives his wife a matana, that works. That taka belongs to the wife. If a husband gives, the father gives his matana to the kid, well, taka belongs to the kid. It's only if a third party gets it and then the father wants it. But here, he's saying, I want to give it to you. So he's giving it to them. So it works this nasa.
By
Balchav,
you're going to say the same
drasha
that he's able to avoid the Balchav by giving it like that?
He gave it already. He gave it to the wife and kids. No, it's not his money anymore. It belongs to the wife and kids. Even if he gave it after, but if let's say you have a balchayv and the levy takes his shirt and sells it to someone else, you have to say metalton and not meshubit. Can't you have a shibud on? But metalton, you don't have a shibud on.
A matan also.
A matan also. If he gives it away, he gives it away. We're going to see balta sma. We have a case, maybe not. Fine. Now, the problem is that still, how does it work? By everything that doesn't work. And if you look in the Rashba and Gittin, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, brings down that same sugya in Avodah Zarah that the Rashba over here was bringing a raya from. And he says that it's only takonas chachamim. Because there's no such thing. You can't be a makna and a koina. You can't wear two hats at the same time. You could be a makna, someone else could be a koina, someone else could be a zeicha. But you can't be the makna and the zeicha bevazachas. So memela can't work. You can't be makna to your wife and be zeichet for your wife from yourself and do everything yourself. That's what the Rashba says over there in Gittin. The Rashi over here sounds like it's Ika'din. It could be much and say that Rashi just means over here that's Midin Anan Tzadi, not Le Bez Namas. No, we know that it's Kavana, but it's still, at the end of the day, only a Taikon's Kachaman. Either way, those are two Pshatim in the Gemara. La Halacha, there's a three-way Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that Shlichus works, even though the seller didn't know that you're giving it to the Mashaleach. An otaka work, and right when you bought it, already belongs to the wife and kids. Other Rishonim take the other extreme and say, no, that Kozman, the seller doesn't know who you're buying it for, it cannot go to the Mashaleach. It has to belong to the Shliach. And then you have like the middle Shita, like the Rosh, who hold that if the Mashaleach gave his own money, sent the shliach with the mishalech's money, and the shliach was just doing a maisek. If he walked into the store and gave that $20 bill, so then it goes to the bala mais, and the mishalech will own it. But when the husband's buying clothing for his wife and kids, and he's paying it with his own money, not with the wife and kids' money, then for sure we're going to be stuck and have a problem. How could it belong to the wife and kids? Must be it first goes to the husband, and then it's nasa as if he was makneh to his wife and kids. So you have three shitas rishonim. All cases that seller doesn't know, huh?
Yeah, but if he's buying things for his kids or for his wife, he knows he's not wearing it. He knows it's not for himself.
Yeah, but does he know who he's buying it for? Which kid is he being magnet for? I don't know. Maybe he's buying it and he's going to give it. Maybe he's giving it as a matana to someone else.
What does he care who he's being machted? He's being machted to anyone.
He just sees you.
He doesn't have das to be machted to one person. That's okay.
Minastam, that we've seen in the Gemara. Minastam, you plan on being machted to the person who's paying you in front of you, unless you're told otherwise. So minastam, that was your kavona. And that's a shayla in the Gemara. Maybe that's goofy to shayla in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, it's a machlokes Yishenem how we paskin. So basically, when we read this sif, we can learn the sif two ways. Either it goes directly to the wife and kids because he bought it for the wife and kids, or we learn, no, it went to him first, and automatically it belongs to the wife and kids. A second later, it now goes from the loiva to the wife and kids. Mamela the Balchoiv is that bay, he can't get to it because it already belongs to the wife and kids.
This
is only kash, 100%. I have to point out, very good. It's only if they didn't wear it yet. Once they wear it, and they did a merim, they did a meshicha, akbar, whatever they did, then it's already theirs. But the chiddush here that avopi, l'chayiv and kadanim could do a zechiv for them. Oh, it can do a kinyan themselves. They wear, if they're putas, if they're 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever the shir putas, if they're a little older, you're right. If they're kitne kadanim, then they don't have a maize kinyan, maybe with das acheres makna, they could. You can handle with cheshbonis. All right, fine. At the end of the day, bottom line is, it belongs to the wife and kids, either directly or it's stuffed off at the husband first, and then there was an answer that it went to the wife and kids. So now let's read a sma. The sma says, in the middle of Sifkot Nuntes, he says like this. So look at the mamish at the last line of the previous page. Afilu hiknaloi metaltuli agav kaka v'asa good. Even if you are maknet to the balchoy v'shibin matatul and agav karka, but when the loiva then went ahead and purchased these assets after the hava and then gave it away to his wife, it's off limits to the balchoy. It's a Tosaf Lechayis, it's a Ramban. Dim shibed lamalva mataltli agav karka. V'kam kosev loy da'akni, that even all the future mataltan that I'll buy are mishubed to this loan. The goyva isay miyad ishtai. If the malva had a chiv, had a shibed on the loiva, that he's going to collect not only his karka, but matatli agav karka, and not only the assets that he owns now, but even all the future assets that the loiva will ever purchase are also meshubed to this chayiv, then the shibud is chal, and now if the husband takes it and gives it away to his wife and kids, the malva will be able to collect. Because the malva shibud was kadam, like we were almost talking about. The malva shibud was kadam because he came first. The sma. Continues, so how come the Mechaber doesn't bring this down? The Mechaber Shemitah, why did the Mechaber bring down this Chiddush? Of a Prisha Kasafti, the nearly, the Mishumachi Shemitah, Mishum Dachrenim Zal Tiknu, Sha'af Misha Kaisiv Labalchoiv Da'akni, because now with the Achrenim already Masakin, that even if you write a Shibud of Da'akni, all the future things you're going to buy, Dula Yigbe Metaltalim Shemacha, still the Balchoiv has no right to collect from the Metaltalim that the Loiv is sold off, Mishim Takonet Hashor, because the poor innocent buyer who bought these Metaltalim weren't aware that there's a Balchoiv in the closet that preceded me and is going to take it away from me. So therefore, to prevent that, Takonet Hashor, if a loiva sells off his metaltalim, the malva has no right to collect those metaltalim. And then it goes, has a problem. When you're talking about only two loivim, like tiknun takanas hashok, takanas hashok was only for loichim. The first bal choiv who have precedence, she has a din like a lakech, over lakuchus lachilku, over kulam tiknu mishum takonis ashok. So at the end of the day, Zakta Sma, what you're going to have is a takonis ashok, and that's when Machaba left it out, that the takonis ashok you cannot collect from this isha, because even if you wrote the akni and you mishab and talta gakaki, because the isha, innocent isha buyer, was unaware. A Makabal Matana was unaware that you have this Shiba to somebody else, Matakav Agav Kaka, and Mamela, she has a right to keep the clothing, and the kids have a right to keep the clothing. As is Dr. Sma. Mamela, very good Shmak. The Ksais points out that the whole Sma's Hanacha, that agav karka would work, and it's got just like say it's in the course in the Sefer Chumash B'Shem Rabban, and if you look in Rabban, Rabban himself makes this judgment. Is only if you learn like the teretz that the first the husband bought it, it stops off at the husband, and then it's nasa kilu went to the wife. So the memela the Baal Chayv says, what do you mean? You already mishubed that whatever you're going to buy goes to me first. So then it's a tzad to say that the Baal Chayv has a right to collect and give even from the isha. But if you learn like the other teretz of the Gemara Shlichus Ka'avid, and it goes directly from the seller right to the isha, and the husband doesn't stop off at the husband at all, so who cares that the husband's mishabed anything he's going to buy to the Baal Chayv? The husband didn't buy this. The husband never owned this. Never. Only to the other teretz nasa, the husband only for a split second, and then it went to the wife. So then the shibud chal. But if you learn like the other teretz nasa, the husband never owned it even for a split second. So mamela it's not mishabed to the Baal Chayv. It's very geshmak where the mechaba left it out, because maybe the mechaba was choishish for the other shittas v'shoinim. It's a major mavucha how we paskin. That's a ksoisa zaitza. All right. Fezois to sma rak shebezmanenu tiknu ligbeis mizem mishum haramayim. It's like going back and forth with takonis. They had a takonis to a mechaba zakonis, takonis hashok, that we don't let the Baal Chayv go after the lekuchas. Even though he did the Akne, even though he's Meshab Natal to the Akne of Karanka. So this man, but his man, we're worried about Ramayim. What will happen? Every time the Baal Chayv wants to collect from the Leiva says, oh, I sold it to my wife. I gave it to my wife. You know, certain people I know, I don't have a phone. My wife has a phone. I don't have a phone. You know, like everything's on my wife. So I already gave it to my wife. So it's off limits. So prevent Ramayim from playing the shtickle against the Baal Chayv is they were masaking back again, the Omazakein, that the Baal Chayv have a right to go if the assets of the husband was magnet to their wives and kids.
It works on everything, or it only works on Ksus and the God of Tzvurim? Mechaber only says it works on certain items. You can give a house to your wife, you can give everything.
Well, if you're magnet lahedi to my wife, for sure it will work. We're going to get to see how, where it starts, but yes, but let's say it's just minas dam that I purchased it, and if I mamish macked it to my wife, for sure now it belongs to my wife. So what should I do? So I don't own it anymore. What do you want to do for me?
This is with acne or this is without acne?
What?
This takana.
This takana sounds like it's across the board. Not only that, some bring down the takana. Right, and well, if you don't have a acne, then we have a problem, because if it wasn't around at the time of the chayv, it was around at the time of the chayv. If the shibud was chal, once you have to first establish the shibud was chal. Once the shibud is chal, then they made a takana that the loiva has no right to be mavriach those assets, and they bring down the takana not only by a wife and kids. Some bring down the takana even if they sell it to a lekuchas. We don't care about takanas lekuchas because we're worried about ramayim, because everyone will just sign off assets to somebody else. Oh, I don't have it. I already gave it away. So if to prevent that from happening, they undid that and they now allowed you to collect even from lekuchas. That's what the Sma says. However, if you look in the Kesef HaKadoshim in the previous page, Gam lefiat takonah shekosav Sma mishum ramoim ligvus miksus ishtoi, and he writes in parentheses keis hatakonois mefukfakois. He's not clear on this takana if this what the Sma ends that they made it bezmanin notiktable ligbeis mishum ramayim, if that's applicable today. And there's a Guinness Radim, a Chuvis Guinness Radim, he says lahedin cheshmish b'simen hey dalid, he says ba'asrin leinagukain, we don't have this minig of the Sma of takanas ramayim. And he says b'chal ushchich ramayis on clothing, ushchich ramayis, where you think that he's going to take the clothing away from his wife and kids and leave them high and dry without any clothing. It's not mestavro. And then there's a ruach chayim. He goes even further. We don't care about this takana for the ramayim. So you have a bunch who don't care about the takana. So once you don't care about the takana, so now we're back to the step before. So the step before is that once you sell it off, then it's out of the reach of the Baal Chayv. So anything you give to the wife, you can give it to your wife. Everyone, there was once a din teret that came back to haunt this guy. This guy was a Baal Chayv, so he wrote off his assets to his wife's name, and then he got divorced. And he got divorced. And he said, nah, well, it was only, you know, 1 second, but you just told the Baal Chayv for an Edom. You just told this Baal Chayv, you don't own it. It belongs to your wife. So that Baal Chayv, two Edom already are saying that you told them it belongs to your wife. That's it, it's over. It belongs to your wife. It came back to haunt him. All right, fine. Now, you want to know, does this work on everything? So, Grado, there's a Machlekes Rishonim over here. You know such a story too? Yeah, it's her name, Mom. Yeah, all right. The Ma'is over here, the Mechav has a case of Svarim Shekana Labonov. Even the Svarim Shekana Labonov. So if you look, so Machlekes is showing him. Three Abba Tzolein holds like that, but the Turin Sefer Truma says, no, Svarim Shekana Labonov won't belong to your kids. It belongs to the father, and you'll have a right to collect from them. And make a long story short, what seems to be the Machlekes is going on here is this Takana, this Naaseh Kemi Shekna Leishtay Labanov, which was said by Ksus and Sandolim, was it said across the board? Everything? Even he buys farm for his kids. It's also Naaseh Kemi Shekna. Chazal made this Takana, if it is a Takana, where we have this Anan Tzadi that is automatically belong to the kids. You want to know someone else here that belong to everything? All his homes, okay, everything? Or it's only for Mamish Dvar Mechrechim Ad Moed, like Mamish Aksus and Sandolim, things like that. And that's the chay what's going on in the Machloikis. The Mechaba is a little more bright, and he says it includes farm. Anything that you buy for your family, and wife, and kids, that's already Nasa, already belongs to your kids. And the other Rishayim seem to have a limited focus in this Takon that it's Nasa, that it's only Dvar Mechrechim, like clothing, and it won't work for other things. I just want to point out one more thing before we go weiter. When it talks about Svarim, we know once I'm on the topic of Svarim, even though the Mechaba paskins that the Baal Choyv has no right to collect them, and it does already belong to the kids. However, we have two already. There's a Ulam HaMishpat and a Leiv Maven. They both taina that Hayyoyset HaMachloikas Rishonim is Feka Dedina Leinafkis, and we could taina Kimli. Memei lift the Malva will chap and make a tfisa on this farm that he bought for his kids, then the Malva will win. The mom has a right to keep it, because he can say, I go like the other Rishayim, that the kids don't own it yet, and my male, I can keep it. It's Yitochein, that even the tour, the even set of Rishayim would be Moido, if he already gave it to his kid, and his kids already made a Maisa Akbar and made a Meshich. It's only at this point, before it got to the kids, and you only want to invoke a Nasa, there we don't say a Nasa. But once you gave it to the kids, it's possible. You could say it's from Lakan Lakan, but you could say that already, about it, the kids made a Maisa Kinyan, and then it's off limits, and it doesn't belong to the Loiva. Sorry, even Katan and Pashas.
So, you have problem
Oh, we're going to get to it. But let's go. Let's move on to Tzich Chavav. Let's try to chaperain Tzich Chavav. I know we have only like 10 minutes left, and we'll hopefully discuss hand-me-downs. Okay. Bamed v'amemurim zakta mechaba b'kli choyl. If they're talking about big day choyl, weekday clothing. A big day Shabbos u'moyid, which are very choshev, goy v'oisam bal choyv. The bal choyv has a right to collect them. What's the svara? When the husband bought clothing for his wife, if it's cheap clothing, big day chayel of added that he gave to his wife, because in tight you can keep it. But now you're talking about clothing, with our choshev, expensive clothing, he never intended to be maknet to his wife. He intended his wife could use it, avadik, she could wear it. But whenever he needs the clothing, he has a right to sell it. If he has to raise capital, he has a right to pay off his bali chayvis with it. He never intended to be maknet, even big day Shabbos, to his wife and kids. V'yesh chokim, and others argue and say, yes, even big day Shabbos he intended to be maknet to his family. Then the Mechaba continues, v'ein tzorach loymo, im hoya bem tabois, klizov, kesef, jewelry, silver, trays, kaisis, expensive stuff, that shakol abalchoiv, that's pashit, that he never intended to be maknet to his wife. And the Sma points out that the Yesh Chokum, the Ramos, inserted the Yesh Chokum only by Big Day Shabbos. That means even the Ramos Moida, that when it comes to jewelry and clay kesef and clay zav, that it belongs to the husband and the Baal Choyv has a right to collect from them. It's only by Big Day Shabbos that Ramos argues. So comes out at this point, if a husband gave a nice diamond ring, a 10th anniversary present to his wife, she could wear it. She could use it, but it's not hers. And if he wants, he could sell it. If he wants, he could pay off his Baal HaChayvus with it. Even if he doesn't want the Baal HaChayvus, have a right to collect it, because it's his assets, it's his nechosim. But male and the Baal HaChayvus are entitled to it. Isaiah comes out from the Mechaba. Even after he gave it to his wife, because as far as he only gave it to his wife to use, he didn't give it to his wife, Loilam Vod.
Same thing with houses and everything else, Pashas also, no?
What's the case?
It's an asset, a house. Put it on the bottom.
You have to know what the kavanah is. You have to know. I mean, depending if he told all the bali chayvus that it belongs to her.
As long as I don't need it.
Oh, so maybe you have to know. You have to know. But you have to, let's first finish out. But All right, now who should kanala habal, provided the baal bought it for. So now here you have interesanta cheshbin. You have over here that by choshev ezachin, that's already more problematic. The urim says that even if you hold that big day Shabbos, you can't collect from. That big day Shabbos, sorry, even if you're the big day, like the Makav, that big day Shabbos, you would never magnet to your wife. And the Baal Chayv has a right to collect from it. But Zok to Urim, if the Baal now tainis, I'm moida, that I was magnet to my wife. I'm telling you, normal husbands are stingy and don't give their wife big day Shabbos. But I really gave my wife this big day Shabbos, and therefore you can come and collect that those clothing. The Baal would be Neman. Is that like to Urim? He says he has a migo, because if he could always be makted to his wife right now. He can makted to his wife, and then the Baal won't be able to collect from it. Mamela, then he's... Sorry? Shinai chaska v'amigo. I could give it away now, and you're going to be stuck. So Mamela, believe me that I already gave it to my wife. Then he's muchis that maybe he can't, maybe it's too late, because if the Baal Chayv already has a Sheba d'akni on it, and Mataltalin, so even though you have a takonis alakuchas, but not right now when the Baal Chayv is already coming to collect, so everyone knows why he's doing it, and the Isha herself knows that it's the Baal Chayv is trying to get it, so there is no takonis alakuchas. He muchis over there. Sorry? Even a matana, yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins. Sorry?
Mois.
What Mois?
Gives a gift. Money.
Yeah, gives it. Why not?
So the Shiva doesn't go on it?
Correct. It's also Mois is Madalton. Once you give it away, it's not yours anymore, so you can't get Takaran Salakukas. If I would go to you and I'd say, you know, someone bought groceries in your store, paid you $400 before Yontif, it was my $400, and if I want it, because he was my Baal Chayv, you're going to give it to me? No. Right? Takalim's alakuchas, right? Takalim's alakuchas. What do you mean? You can't do this like that. Everyone's going to buy you out. And then all of a sudden, all the credits will come. You'll end up with Captain giving back all the money. You can't do that, right? Okay, hold on. But we're going to hopefully get to it a drop. But fine. So the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, Aruch HaShulchan Paskins Lemaisa, that you never to say you gave it to the wife and clothing, provided you said it before the Baal Chayv came. But if you said it only after the Baal Chayv came, then you're not Neman, and then the Baal Chayv would be allowed to collect it. However, Bizmanenu, Zok to Aruch HaShulchan, Bizmanenu, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Avada, Big Day Shabbos, and even jewelry, anything that's on the body of the Isha, we're not talking about, you know, fancy silver dishes or whatever, silverware, flatware, but any jewelry that she wears, avada, the kavana of the husband, is to be magnet to her, lo me'ad. It's for sure hers, in Gansin, forever. And the Baal Chayv don't have a right to collect from it. Bizmanenu. Our society, and it's mixed, I think our society follows that, Aruch HaShulchan, that the kavanah certainly is that it belongs to the wife. When I stress lo miyad, is because the Gemara has a svara that even stuff that you are makna, even big day choyel, that you are makna to your wife, you're only makna to your wife that she could have it because man she's married. But once she's divorced, when she comes in almana, then you want it back. There's such a svara, and Mevela Piske Chuvra brings down over here, in Sivkot Nid Beis Hashem Mishpat, that Hardenu gave him a Ksasisha and a Davka Kishehova Haloiva Bechayim, but once the Loiva dies and the Baal Chayv has a right to collect from the Big Day Chayil that the wife was wearing, because he never was makted to his wife Lomayad, only because man she's married to him, because he wants it to look nice. But once he's divorced or he's dead, then it doesn't belong to her, goes back into the estate. But Dr. Khashokhan, Bizmanenu, we don't go with the Shamish. Bizmanenu, we are makna the clothing to the wife, even Big Day Shabbos, even jewelry, la'o meyad. And our Khashokhan says that even for children, and that I take issue with, because at least the families I'm familiar with, the oldest child outgrows the clothing, then you give it to the next child. It's hand-me-downs. It's a very normal situation. If I gave it to my 10-year-old son, how do then do I take it and give it to my next son? I would have to ask him permission.
See your daughter, and the next one, like, you'll hear about it.
If she outgrew it?
Okay,
I only have one daughter, so I don't have that problem yet. So anyway, for kids, so l'chayra, I agree that bizmanenu, certainly the minig by a wife is the kavanah to give it to Olam Yad. That should be a gift. You're giving her a present. You're not giving, oh, she could wear the diamond ring, but, you know, only for the meantime. That wasn't the kavanah. But if I want to sell it, that wasn't the kavanah. But when it comes to kids' clothing, I think it's poshet that a hand-me-downs and your kavanah is not to be makna to the kids. I would say bizmanenu, that's certainly the minig. It has enough giving to many things. When we talk about, let's say, Hashavis Aveda, kids lose it. You see, you have to dan. It's the kids, it's the fathers. It happens to a lot of things. Who owns this item? So you guys, we would discuss by Shavuos Aveda, we have a way out, because I gave it to the kid to wear, so it's like an Aveda Midas. Okay, the Al-Cheshbain is out of it. But in Lomdis, L'chayr, the clothing still belong to the father, but yes, jewelry and Big Day Shabbos belong to the wife. Oh, we're going to get to it. Let's now talk about before the chasna. Avol, Zakta Machava, Mashe Chnisaloi, what she brings into the chas, to the marriage. Bein Nixin Malor, Bein Nixin Tzim Basel, Ein Balchoyv Goyvim Mimeno, the Balchoyv has not, no right to collect from it. Im Yudua, Shehumi Mashe Chnisahi. If it's known that she brought it in. So if we know that it's hers, then she wins. Oy mimasha posakala baal bishas nesu'un. If he namdon bishas takzubere is going to give it her clothing, so why did those clothing belong to her? Because he was mechayv himself bishas takzuba. V'im eino yedua. However, if it's unknown if it was hers or not, v'eino yedua he ne'emenes. She's nemenis to say it was her begadim, but begadim v'takshitim, provided she derech ha'isha lachnas labayla, provided it's the derech for her to bring it into the household. If it's a normal item that she normally brings in the trousseau into a marriage, then she's nemenis to say it's hers, zok teshach, sifkan yites, b'shvua, ken kal zvator, but she has to make a shur. She's not nemenis without a shur. However, if what she brought in the Nadin wasn't clothing, wasn't silverware, wasn't items, but was money, Balchayv gave him a hand. Balchayv has the right to collect from him, because the second she brought it in, it's nitna lahitza, it already belongs to the husband, and now the Balchayv already has a right to collect from this money. So, Dr. Amav, Yeshemrim, Dimikom Makim, and my dain hanadunya b'shusa. However, if the dain the Nadunya is by her, or b'shusa via, or by her father, the father, that the shred didn't give it yet, ain't Balchayv gave him a hand. The Balchayv can't collect from it. And the chiddush is, and the chayin mutcher, what do you mean? It should be shabudir amnasim. The shver promised an adam to the eidim. So he owes the money to the eidim. And the eidim is in hack and owes the money to the malva. So the chayin, the malva could go right to the shver and shabudir amnasim. You owe it to the eidim. The eidim owes it to me. Let me collect. Who cares? It's still by the shver. And they mucho to roots him how to get out of this kasha. But the mice is dosh date, yes, you can get out of the dosh date that you can collect it if the father in law didn't give it yet. Vafilu nishba baila, even if the husband was captive, Rachmana Litzlan, upadu, and people were generous enough to redeem him. And so now he owes them the money that they laid out to redeem him. Ein chayzin v'gayvin meila nechazim. They have no right to go, these redeemers have no right to go and collect from the nedunya that's still by her or by the father, by the shver, before giving it to the husband. Once it was given to the husband, then yes, but before it was given to the husband, not.
Why
is it a chayv? It's a chayv, he owes me back the money. It's Reish Samach Dal that I gave it out, Das Kain. Has, again, a whole sugya of that, but let's just talk about the regular, a certain Pashas, the case is that yes, you have a right to go collect it. So now if he gave it to collect, so now he owes me the money and I don't have a right to collect from this Nadunya that's him. Some say that the reason I can't go Shibud on Nasin is because Adas came, the Shven was never Menandev this Nadun. If he knows the son is in law is in Hak and he's going to give it away to Bali Chavis. Not the Svara. Whatever the Svaras are, but Dosh state that you can't go ahead. I just want to go back to one nakuda here. I see that I skipped something. Going back to Siv Chaf Hei, when we talk about one of the cases of the Mechaba is even Begadim Shetzavam Lishman. And if you look in, what does that mean? Begadim Shetzavam Lishman, you dyed it on their behalf. Zokta Sma and Siv Katan Samach, Pirish. I feel like Kanu Lishman. You didn't buy it directly from the seller Lishman. You bought the clothing, let's say for yourself, you bought material. And then afterwards, or El Argun, you weaved the own material, you first had material, and you weaved it into clothing, you created the clothing yourself, or Kona Latzmon, V'achakak, and only afterwards, Nimlach L'yachtam L'ishtai, afterwards you decided to be Miyachet these clothing L'ishtai, V'tzovan L'shmon, and then you dyed it to the colors, to her preference, she likes certain colors, so you dyed it to her colors, Zachu Behen, the wife and kids already own it, Ba'ashinu V'engoyvim Mehen, and they'd have no right to collect from it. That's the case that Shetzavim Lishma means. Not only didn't you win a case when you bought it for them, but even if you bought it for yourself and then you would survey it for them, that's also going to now belong to them. And this Sma is already a Tzemak, and the Urimim says like that. The Ksois argues, the Ksois, and Tzivkot Nidalit argues, and he says, what type of kinyan is this? Bishlam, if you buy for me, so it's Shlichis or it's Nasa, but you bought it for yourself. And then you would survey it for me. It was Nasa Shinui. So what is a Shinui? Shinui is Koina. Shinui is Koina for a Gazan. A Gazan who steals makes a Shinui. Shinui is Koina. But if you're not a Gazan and you do a Shinui, Shinui is not Koina. Even Umun Koina B'Shaklis or Umak like is. No, you can't just be Koina just because you're Mashanet. So how did it change Rishuyas from you to your wife just because you would Tzavan Lishmon? That's the Ksesis problem. Maisidor Kashuk and Pasans like the Sma, so the Pashas and Gemara's like that. It doesn't answer the Ksesis Kasha, but that's how he comes out that yes, like the Sma, that even if you just surveil Lishmon, and you have to say, Lechoy, what you have to say is the Sma is going in the Teres of Gemara, Nase, means Shlichas doesn't pass over here. But it's Nase Kemisha Iknala and Meikara. And Chazal understood that that Anan Sa'adi, they have a Nase Kemisha Iknala and Meikara, works even when you do a Maisa Shinu of Tadeh Lishman. So you're showing clearly, you're doing a Maisa that you certainly wanted to go to your wife. So then they made this Takana Nase Kemisha Iknala Lishman as well. So Lachay, like that Teretz, and we have an Eitzah. Otherwise, the Taka, it's a Shreya, what's going on. It seems like from this man, you see from the previous man also, when this man held the whole Chedron, the acne, you see that he held it was Nasa. It didn't go directly from the seller to the wife, otherwise the Shibud by the Baal wouldn't start. The acne wouldn't help. He understood the Teretz and Nasa. First went to the husband, and then went to the wife. In Nasa, you could say this verse, Tzavon L'shmon. But like I said, this holding a Nasa is not across the board. It has to be something which is a Dove Achrechi. Clothing, Mechab says even Tzvarim, and that we said is makloiket, but we don't say nasa in every single item. It has to be something which Anansa Adi for sure wants it to be theirs, and he sure is giving it to them. It's only on Dvar Mechrechim Admoid. All right, Rabbi, so we're going to stop over here. Hopefully, next week, maybe we'll have the ability to finish the simon. All right, 10 o'clock next week again. A good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.